Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning on this, it's kind of cloudy morning. There's some snow off to the east, but we don't have to worry about that because we have in studio, we have Zach Berber from Quality Motors. And Zach, it's been a few weeks since I've actually seen you. I know you've been in once, but I was gone that weekend. So it's actually been a while, almost a month since I've seen you. So
yeah, it's been good to see you again, Kyle.
It is good to see you this morning. Yeah. Well, you said you didn't really have any particular topic this morning, but we can kind of go over a few things.
Yeah.
Especially with what we've had the past couple of weeks, pretty interesting weather patterns. It was about 2 weeks ago, I think we had like 4 inches of snow on the ground, although it melted quickly because it got like really warm the next day. It was amazing.
Almost in the 60s.
Yeah. It's just like, what is going on with this weather? But this kind of weather where it changes a lot, you know, where it can go from like, you know, 30 degrees and snow, and then the next day, 60 degrees and sun. While it's nice to have the sun out, all this weather changing rapidly, that can affect your car, can it not?
Oh, yeah. The main thing that'll affect is the air pressure in your tires. Because you go from warm to cold, it can that air pressure will seep out overnight, essentially. And you can be down 3 to 4 pounds. And, of course, you got that tire light on there, too, letting you know.
Yeah, that's what it did to me because I went out the other day. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my tire. I mean, it was noticeably lower. Mm-hmm. But it was also like 20 degrees that day or something like that. So,
and yeah, most likely it was probably warmer in the afternoon there. Yeah. Once it dropped overnight, it just lost that air pressure.
Yeah, and then I went and filled it up, you know, to the proper pressure, and it's been fine ever since. So it's just that's one of those. Will it also not affect your fluids as well? Just going from hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
Usually not. Okay. But the thing with that is when it's getting cold out here, I do have recommend your coolant being checked, the freeze point anyways. Because, you know, I mean, depending how long it's been in your vehicle is depending how long it's worked. Mm-hmm. And then now the freeze point's possibly higher than what it should be. So I'd recommend getting that check and that battery check, especially since it's nice and cold out now.
Yeah, because the longer the coolant is in your car, the freeze point starts raising up because it just gets old. It's like oil. It gets old and it needs to be replaced.
Exactly.
Oil is another big thing as well because I'm not sure if it has a freeze point, but this cold weather can affect the oil as well, can it not?
Yes, it can. And there's a lighter way to oil or a heavier way to oil you can stick in the vehicle if you want to in the wintertime to kind of improve that. Generally, the oil that it recommends is fine in the wintertime as well.
Yeah, because I've heard, I think I've only heard one time where I had a friend of mine, he was out and his motor ceased, and I was like, I don't know if it was because it was cold. When was the last time you replaced your oil? He's like, oh, been about a year. And I'm like, yeah, that may be it right there, buddy. And apparently what oil they were able to get out of it was like dirty. It was like black.
Yeah, it was sludgy and clumpy too.
And so he's like, so he had to have his motor worked on for one, because it ceased, and then you know the oil getting the oil. But yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm going to be like uber sensitive now and go like every 3 months.
Yeah, and that's not a bad idea. I mean, worst case scenario, you just go every 6 months.
Right.
Roughly, we average people running about 1,000 miles a month on an oil change there. So we roughly put it at 6 months.
So it's 6 months or 6,000. Miles, yep. Basically, which comes whatever comes first. I think I'm like halfway through my time. Although there was
close,
yeah, it's getting. I think it said.
I mean, you're pretty close to right on schedule. There,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Except for that long drive I took to Hutchinson. That was that was a long drive. Thankfully, though, that was the weekend after you guys had worked on my car. So it was like that was a great time to get my car worked on.
Yeah.
Especially after that long drive to Hutch. Yeah. That was a fun drive. So if you have any questions for Zach here this morning, we would love to hear from you. Our numbers are where are they? Here they go. They're over here. 251-6909, 1-800-252-5443, 1-800-252-KGGF. If you'd like to talk to Zach, or if you have anything you'd like to ask Zach, lots of different things going on. Like I said, with the cold weather, you definitely want to make sure you have everything going in your car. You want to make sure that tire pressure is good, even though, you know, I mean, they say the best time to check your air pressure was when it's cold, but when the tire's cold, but that's kind of hard to do unless you are the Hulk and can carry your car to the gas station, and your tires will still be cold. But even then, a short drive, it's not going to change it that much, is it not?
No, not really. And what happens, though, after driving for a little bit, that tire warms up, and the air pressure actually builds up in that tire. So it's not really going to hurt anything to let that build up by the time you get to the gas station and then check it and then fill it up from there.
Right. That way, you're at least getting it close to what it should be.
Exactly.
And another thing I wanted to ask you on my tires, it's kind of interesting. You would think, and this is just me thinking, that's a dangerous thing, but my front tires are like 32, supposed to be 32, and my back are 30. That seems kind of odd. I always would think that the back tires would probably be the higher. I mean, is there a reason for the slight difference in that?
Usually they're the same. The only thing I can think of for the slight difference, and that's the weight of the motor on the front of the car.
Oh, okay.
So you have a couple more pounds of pressure in the
tires to kind of hold it up.
Hold it up, essentially. And then the rear, you don't have as much weight in there. So it'll only take, 30 pounds to keep it where you need it.
Which I need to clean out my back of my car because it's kind of heavy right now. So, but again, I just moved not too long ago, so I'm still getting stuff out of it. So it's kind of hold that motor. But like you said, most of the time it's even, but anytime I'm like airing up my tires, I make sure that I go I look at that door jam. Okay, what does it say? Okay, I'll do this then.
Yeah, because if you're not within a couple pounds of that, it could keep that light on as well.
Right, and also it keeps the light on, which you got to manually turn off a lot of the times because it won't clear for whatever reason. It just keeps staring at you. but it also, if you don't have the right weight, especially if you have like different weights on different, it causes the tires to wear unevenly, and that's definitely not a good thing when you have uneven wear on your tires, because then the tire won't last as long.
Yeah, you're gonna feel that too. Overinflation, the middle of your tread will end up wearing faster. Underinflation, the outside edges. So if you happen to look at your tires and the middle just looks completely worn out and the outside edges look great, that means you've had too much air in it for too long.
Right. And that's
just wear it out.
Again, that's not a good thing. And you're mostly going to have probably overinflation mainly in the warmer months, are you not? Because the air's not going to seep out as much. But when you start driving, that air pressure starts building up a little bit. So when they give you the specifications, are they're taking into account how much more air would go into the tire, correct?
Yes, on that there. So let's say you fill it up cold and you're at 30 and you fill it up to 35, the most you're probably going to gain is 2 pounds.
Right.
So you might get up to 37 driving down the road, which is fine. You're not going to hurt anything doing 37. It's when you put 45, 50 pounds of pressure, you don't really have a gauge, so you're kind of guessing on what to put in your tire. You end up putting too much in there, and that's when it humps up the middle there.
And I don't know if there's one here in town, but where I used to live at was one of those cool gauges where you just put in how much pressure you want in it, like mine was 30, and you put it in, and it would start airing it up, and it would click off right as it got to the air pressure.
I definitely believe we don't have anything like that.
It's like that would be so cool. I mean, it was so cool to have that way. I have tire gauges anyway, but it was really cool just to set it like that and you just push it and hold it, and then it would go beep beep beep. Like at the microwave, it's like okay, go on to the next one. So, here's the thing though. I always double check to be sure because sometimes those computers can get a little off.
Oh,
so
yeah, no doubt about it.
But it was actually really good. But again, any questions for Zach, we would love to talk to you this morning. Our numbers are 251-6909, 1-800-252-5443, 1-800-252-KGGF. And you guys, again, you're open on Saturdays now. And how is the Saturday, being open on Saturday, how's that been? Has that been pretty successful?
It's been going pretty good. It's been staying pretty steady. I mean, there's been a couple Saturdays when we had that ice and snow I had two whole appointments that day, but they all made it.
Nobody wanted to get out that day.
They all made it too, so I'm pretty proud of making it there. Other than that, we've had some pretty busy Saturdays, so it's going well.
So you guys decided to do that. Was there like just a just a lot of people saying, hey, can you guys be open on Saturdays? I can't come over. I'm at work during this time. Is there any way you guys can open like on Saturday where I can actually come over? Was there a lot of suggestions for that?
Yeah, it seemed like at least once or twice a week, somebody would call in and ask if we were open on Saturdays. So it eventually got to the point of, well, I think we're missing out on something there.
Right. And hey, and like you said, except for the days where there was like ice and snow, nobody wanted to get out that day, that it's been pretty successful. And in fact, I came in the one Saturday because that's basically the only time I could come in. Yeah. So that's been a good thing. And I have to get back to you guys here pretty soon at some point. So anyway, you're saying you can make appointments. How can you make appointments to have your car looked at?
You can call in 620-331-6090 and get the service desk, and they can set you up an appointment. You can make them online at www.qualitymotors.com. Also, what I'd like to tell everybody, too, is I'd like to see everybody come out on Saturdays, too, as well. We are going to start expanding that here pretty soon to do a little bit more stuff. So, like, if you need your brakes worked on Saturday, here pretty soon we're going to expand that.
Oh,
and
nice.
Open that up
very
to
good.
A little bit more stuff. Some maintenance items like your coolant flushes and everything along those lines, too.
And the coolant flushes, those are free with...
No, the coolant check is free.
Coolant check. Yeah,
Yeah, we'll check the freeze point of your coolant and test your battery for free if you're worried about in this cold weather.
Okay, that's what I meant. The coolant flush is not free. The coolant check is free,
exactly.
Though, just to make sure that you guys, that your coolant is at a good point. And then, of course, you ask me, hey, we suggest coolant needs to be changed or something like that. Or you tell them, hey, coolant's good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good thing to hear when you hear that your coolant's good. And your battery check, and your batteries can get drained really easily this time of year with the cold weather. It can pretty much zap that battery.
It can zap a cell on that battery overnight.
Yeah.
If it gets too cold out there.
I mean, we've been reading the almanac the past couple of days, and there was like three straight days it was minus 20 degrees was the low, and it's like that battery probably was not happy.
No, not at all. It was working some overtime.
That was one of those days, even if you don't leave, you just go out and start the car and get that battery get some power going to it. Let that alternator work on that battery a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
To help charge it up. All right, Zach. Well, thank you very much for coming in today. And again, what is the number they can call to set up some service?
620-331-6090.
All right, Zach. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks,
man. We definitely appreciate it. And it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.